Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe, and I'm here with Sarah Knowles. Now, Sarah, you've co-created a concept called Mojo Life. Now, I'm intrigued about this. Tell me about this.
Well, Mojo Life is a new approach to conveying one's passion and purpose in order to attract opportunities to yourself. So whether you're seeking work or carving a new path for yourself in your career, or trying to promote your business more effectively, Mojo Life approaches enable you to pull opportunities to you.
So who's it aimed for then? You say that it's about pulling in opportunities. Who needs them and why?
Mojo Life is really aimed at people who are mid to late career, because these people generally have a wealth of experience and skills which they have accumulated over a number of years, but in the current jobs market are finding it difficult to find the work they want to do. So Mojo Life enables you to craft your story and craft your approach to how you convey yourself to others.
Okay, so it's about becoming more marketable, because you perhaps, are you saying they're more in touch with their own story, with their own proposition? They're better able to express what it is they have to offer.
That's right. We talk about developing a personal manifesto, because this is really a celebration of who you are and what your passion and purpose is and why you do what you do. And that is much more powerful than a very linear statement, which is what a CV is. It's a statement about what you've done and your areas of expertise, but it doesn't really say anything about who you are and your uniqueness and what your talents are. And if we think about what really makes people stand out as leaders or in their own right in their field of business, it's when they connect what they're brilliant at doing with what they love doing, and then they're in the element.
Now this is the Ken Robinson thing, isn't it? I think a hero of yours and mine. This is about when you have that alignment, you found something you're really, really good at, but you also have a passion for it. So it's when you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning and do what you do.
That's right. That's exactly what being in your element is.
It's supposed to just getting up to earn a living.
Yes.
To pay the bills and then have the weekend off.
Yeah.
It's about the fact that you found something in your work which energises you, which intrinsically is a reflection of who you are.
Yes. And we believe that every single human being has that thing in them that is a unique talent that they love doing and which they're brilliant at doing, and that thing needs to be sought and developed and nurtured. Because when you find that, then you become a very creative human being and capable of anything.
So what you're saying then is that, you know, being made redundant can be an opportunity. It can be an opportunity to take your life in a new direction, maybe one of your choosing, as opposed to having to fit in with what the jobs market says you have to do. Is that it? Is that the essence of it? That it could be up to you what you do?
Exactly. It's about creating the work that you want to do and pulling the types of opportunities you want to come your way to you through your personal manifesto. And one way of doing that is by crafting the story of you and why you do what you do. And that's one of the things that we coach through the Mojo Life program. And we also help you to leverage the capabilities of the web to publish your expertise. So you can really convey what your unique areas of knowledge and expertise are to the world. And I can vouch for this as an approach, because a year ago, when I found myself in redundancy, I started to write a blog, and I'd never written a blog before, but it did attract people in the field I'm interested in working in to me. They contacted me, and that opened up a whole load of new opportunities.
And you went for dinner at the embassy, was it the Slovenian embassy?
I did. I got a very unusual invitation to attend a dinner and a leadership event hosted by the Slovenian embassy in Holland. And I've since also connected with Richard Hames, who is an advisor to the premier, to many of the premiers of the Southeast Asian countries, and we're working together on forming a youth project, an international youth project. So these things really do work. I can absolutely vouch for that. It's not just hearsay. I'm talking about this from my own experience.
But your starting point